This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All they do is win. 130, 120. The Warriors are now 37-28, 12-1 when Jimmy Butler plays in this new era of Golden State Warriors basketball. And with each win, man, I'm just telling you, Joe Shasky, as I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam Lubman, all the lovely people out there, just getting off work and ready for work and ready for school, whatever the hell you're doing, we're glad you're stopping on by here. Every win, the confidence grows more and more. Every time I see another player doing something they haven't done, whether it's Gary Payton having a new career high, whether it's Jimmy Butler having his first triple-double in a Golden State Warriors uniform, whether it's Buddy Hield. Yeah, Buddy Hield looking like the Buddy Hield from the start of the season, 6-9 from beyond the arc. 20 points for him. Whether it's Quentin Post having a block party, 3 blocks for him, going at the big man Donovan Klingon on the other side. Not Klingon, shout out Star Trek, but we're not doing that this morning, all right? We might go nerdy a little bit later, we'll see. But that's a win that shows me, after coming off the win you had on Saturday, Joe Shasky, this team can win in any way you need them to. You think it's a tight, muck it up performance like you had against the Pistons? Okay, we'll win that. Whether it was against the Knicks, we'll win a grinded out kind of performance when no one can really hit a shot. Except, you know, Steph Curry, and then you go back to the Brooklyn game when a Brooklyn team was hot, kind of like this Portland Trailblazers team that couldn't miss from beyond the arc. You know, I can win then. I can win against old guys. I can win against the younger teams. I can win no matter what, is what I'm saying. Shout out DJ Khaled. If I'm a Golden State Warrior fan today,
say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW.
because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm allergic to losing right now as it's allergy season. And I wake up and I'm just trying to find a way to not get excited, because pinch me if I feel like I'm dreaming right now. What is not to like about this team? And I literally asked Carter and Sam this morning. I was like, is there anything this team's not good? Oh, well, I'm kind of concerned about the age from the older. I don't care about the age from the older guys. You know why? Because the young guys are dominating right now. And the guys that had injury concerns look healthy as hell. Again, knock on wood, GP2's looked like 2022 GP2. Sorry, I'm rambling on here, Joe Shiasky, but I'm literally finding ways to just continue to get excited about this team. And I don't know when it's going to stop or if it's going to stop, because they keep winning in different ways, man.
Can't stop, won't stop.
No, uh-uh.
Jimmy.
There you
Jimmy.
Go. You love doing that.
Jimmy.
Triple-double.
Jimmy. It's 12-1, 10 in a row with Jimmy
insane.
In the lineup. Jimmy Butler records his first triple-double, I mean, as a Warrior. He was phenomenal. The steals. This team. So, look, we could talk about Moses Moody playing great ball, Quentin Post playing great ball, GP2 having a night for all ages when it comes to scoring for him.
26 points, career high.
Steph actually getting to the free throw line, which he said to me right before we got on the air. So many things to love about where this team is at right now. I love the intangibles. For 3 months, I watched this team play horrific defense, not get their hands in the passing lane, not get any 50-50 balls, give up 1,000 second chance points, not generate any second chance points, get nothing at the rim, and never, ever, ever look like a cohesive unit that plays complementary basketball. Since Jimmy Butler showed up, all the pieces fit. It's like the Jenga, like the whole puzzle is perfect. I'm watching Guy Santos get his hands on balls, throw it forward to a Steph Curry who just starts lighting fools up. I'm watching Jimmy Butler command the eyeballs of the other five guys in the half court for them defensively. We're talking about the Blazers defense. And then you get a Moses Moody cutting backdoor. I'm watching your guy, Quentin Post, look so good and grow and develop game after game after game.
GP3.
I love the way Jimmy Butler comes and doubles certain players who are trying to ISO cook. And the next thing you know, boom, strip. Hey, we're going in the other direction. This team is playing good, cohesive basketball, and they're hitting shots. Look, to your point about they can beat anybody, there's no doubt they can beat anybody. They're playing great ball right now. Now, look, the Blazers are the Blazers.
Sure.
That team is better than their record. How many times have we said that this year?
They've lost four in a row, so they're reeling a little bit right now, but they showed why they can beat anyone on a given night when they have production like they had from Denny Avdija yesterday. Anthony Simons, obviously, Shaden Sharp, what didn't have his best performance yesterday, but had 8 assists, and then Donovan Kling, and the guy's just a 7'2",
he's humongous.
280.
If you
guys
said he was 7'8", I would believe you.
Right? But again, Quentin Post more than held his own. And what? Kling's got, what, 30, 40 pounds on him, it feels like?
Quinn got 3 blocks yesterday?
Three. Or career high. Three.
They gave him
career
three.
High.
Okay. Yeah, I thought he looked great yesterday. And look, there's something about, they still need, like, Kuminga. Right.
Sure.
There's something about the athletic, you know, rim cutter and a guy, because Moses is trying to give you some of those elements.
Moses looked great yesterday.
He looked so good, and he's played really good.
His touch around the rim, by the way, the improvement there alone for me has been eye opening.
Finishing in traffic.
Correct.
Yeah.
And just taking the body and taking that physicality and kind of embracing it, right?
Because
I think that's infectious when you see a guy like Steph Curry, your leader, doing that at 37 years old as well, who got to the line 7 times.
Are we going to talk about him? How about Buddy Hield,
that's
huh?
Our guy, Buddy
our
Hield.
Our guy, Buddy
that's
Hield,
right.
Having a game where
never
not
doubted
only
him.
Is he hitting from the outside, he made a couple passes.
He had a steal yesterday.
The square button works?
No, he had a steal yesterday and then immediately ran to the three-point line, chucked it, it went in. I was like, oh, the confidence is there.
Yes.
Now, he could have missed it, but I love the confidence regardless, and it went in. And again, the energy's infectious. When I got Buddy Hield making defensive plays, because I don't really need him to do that, but if he is doing it, it's gravy. If I got Draymond Green knocking in a quarter three, late in the fourth quarter for his first bucket of the game. But it felt like a big one because, you know, the Blazers just didn't want to go away yesterday. It was one of those games, and we were talking about the Joe Shasky. It was like, you walked in and you said this. You're like, it was kind of a ho-hum win. I was like, ho-hum, like, that. I don't scoff at that. A ho-hum win for the Golden State Warriors has been a rarity most of this season.
I meant more in the sense of it was nothing spectacular.
No.
But that's what good teams do is they take care of teams like Portland. And 3 months earlier, I think that game goes to overtime or down to the stretch. You know,
they get tight.
It's just they're such a different team.
It turns into a clutch game, quote unquote, right? But Denny Avdija, you got to give him credit. Again, Anthony Simons, these guys were hitting and knocking down 3-point shots left and right. So keeping it 9, 8, 10 points. So it's like you couldn't feel too comfortable to turn it off because I do think the Warriors fans still have kind of PTSD of how this team showed this season, Joe Shasky. It started off great, and then there was still those couple months stretch where we're waiting for this glass slipper to fall off. I don't think it is. I don't think we're turning back into a pumpkin here. I think this is for real, and this team is going to stay for real for the rest of the season. Now, are they peaking too early? I was kind of saying that tongue-in-cheek this morning. I was like, are they peaking too early? No. Because, again, they've shown that they could win in a variety of ways when their best players aren't shooting the ball great. I mean, Jimmy Butler, again, he had a triple-double yesterday. It's not like he shot it great. I mean, 4 of 10. Didn't attempt a 3-point shot yesterday, 15 points. But again, it's the assists. It's the rebounds. 4 offensive rebounds for Jimmy Butler yesterday. It's the physicality. It's getting to the line early and often and stopping the bleeding if they need to, if the team's going on a little run. Because the Blazers came out guns a-blazing. Again, no pun intended there. In the third quarter, they were not going away. They cut to
40-something?
It was 43-34 that quarter. But credit to the Warriors, they bounced back.
Yeah.
You know, Quentin Post had a big shot there. Moses Moody hitting big shots.
Minutes have been way better.
And that's, again, the depth. And again, if you can get a Pods back, who's, again, dealing back spasms with Steve Kerr, we're going to get to what he had to say because he's, I'm not going to say confident, but he sounded like he was leaning in that direction of confidence, talking about potentially getting back both Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski this week, which would be huge.
Pods was laughing on the bench and celebrating. I don't know if you know this.
See the outfit he was wearing?
Yeah, it was a lot. his hairstyle is being replicated by every teenager in the Bay Area.
It was Mahomes first, and then Pods kind of took it on. Because I think that's his favorite player and favorite team, right? The Chiefs?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I think he's talking about
that. That wet, curly looking hair.
Well, he's got the curls. That's fine. Hey,
that's the look, though. That's
curls for the girls. Guy Santos has the hair that I would want, by the way.
Guy?
That thing.
My guy, Guy?
Zero sweat. It just bounces up and down with the headband.
We need
you
to
know
get
what he looks like?
A head and shoulders.
You know
commercial.
Who he looks like? I'm going to say, he looks like the Brazilian Orlando Bloom from Pirates of the Caribbean. He
that
does.
Is- That's very niche. It's Let me look this up.
But you know, look it up, and I'm not what? I'm not going to back off the comp. You know what? He's a swashbuckler out there.
Orlando Bloom.
Yes, that's exactly what he is. 888-957-9570.
Actually, you know what?
Right?
This is pretty good.
The facial hair?
Wow.
Come on, it's not bad.
I mean, well, Orlando looks a little more seasoned, so maybe Guy needs to spend some more time in
at
the league.
Sea. Well, at sea he needs to, right? Him hanging out with Jack Sparrow. Gary Payton II, by the way. 26 points, career high for him.
A really good call.
His first 20-point game of the season, and only the third time GP2's done that for his career. Again, he's not known for scoring the ball.
He hit one around the rim that was like a circus lefty layup. I couldn't believe it.
How many times were we watching this team and it's like, wow, if you get anything from this person, this team's going to be hard to beat. If you get anything from this person, this team's going to be... I'm getting everything from everyone. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
All the levers are working. And this is where I think, look, if we're going to like do what we do in sports talk radio, which, and I'm guilty.
Overreact?
No, just rip the coach at every turn.
Oh, wow.
Right?
We got something for that today.
At every turn. Rip the GM at every turn, right? That's what we do. Rip all the young players at every turn. Rip the role players at every turn. Oh, the minute allocation. If you've been calling into this station and you've ripped this team, like, I think it's time to give some guys some of their just due. I'm not saying to give them the flowers, but let's call it what it is. Steve Kerr is pulling all the levers.
He's doing everything right. Mike Dunleavy. And this is what's going to happen today.
The parts fit.
888-957-9570. You want to come apologize to Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, Joe Lacob, Steph Curry, Draymond Green? You can come apologize today. We'll allow it. We're going to give you a mulligan on you telling us that the season was over just a month ago, okay? We're allowing you to call back, apologize to Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, anyone on the Golden State Warriors right now that you want to apologize to, we're going to allow you to do that at 888-957-9570. Because what this team is doing right now is special, and you can get back on board. And if you still have any doubts, I'm truly trying to find something to doubt about this team. And I get it. The schedule is going to be a big part of that. It's going to be a big part, and it's going to come up on Thursday. The Kings have had some ugly losses, and they're desperate. That's going to be a big game. The New York Knicks, that's going to be a big game. Carl Anthony Towns should be back there. And there's another layer to that that we might get to on Friday in regards to Carl Anthony Towns, Draymond Green, something that I do want to get into, but it's not for today. We're going to get into that. The Nuggets next Monday, then the Bucks. It's a massive four-game stretch approaching. So it was very important that you take care of business yesterday against the Portland Trail Blazers. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you need to apologize to anyone on the Golden State Warriors, now's the time to do it.
So you brought up one of the, the Buddy Hield. Like you said it over and over. Hey, when they score or Buddy scores 18 or more, they're like almost undefeated.
You can't beat them. Yeah.
What if I told you when the Warriors score 50 or more off the bench, they're 12-5.
Wow.
Now, I know Buddy was in the starting lineup for some times, And they didn't really have a specific lineup. But if the lineup is going to be Jimmy Butler, Draymond, for now, Quentin Post, Moses Moody, Steph Curry, and maybe it's Kuminga instead of Moody, doesn't matter. I think 50 is that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Because that means I'm getting something from Buddy Hield. That means I'm getting something. Maybe it's Kuminga if he's the one off the bench. If it's not Kuminga, maybe it's Moses Moody because he's the guy off the bench.
Right.
I'm getting a little something from Loon, getting something from GP2. Like, a pods at some point. I think that 50 point, now that you have Jimmy and you really have it locked in where, hey, it's going to be Jimmy, Steph, Draymond as my three dogs, and I'm going to kind of tinker with those other two spots. That bench scoring of being over 50 points, that is something that I'm going to be definitely monitoring because that tells me I'm getting something from some of the others.
And I guess if I was trying to find a question mark on this team still, and it's the only thing you can look at, but it's not fair to the team right now because you can only give it off
what
we've seen in the regular seasons. How are these young guys going to play come playoff time that you're leaning on right now? And some of the players like a Quentin Post, like a Moses Moody, they haven't had heavy action. Moses in particular hasn't
Quentin,
had heavy action.
No,
Quentin, we don't know.
We
Moses
don't know.
Had a cup of coffee and some playoff performances.
He's played a little.
He's played a little bit.
Yeah.
But we don't really know. He was there, a part of that championship run, but he wasn't really contributing. So I'm very curious how he's going to look. Quentin Post, Guy Santos. Again, some of these players we're going to have huge expectations for come playoff time, and they're going to need to play a part. And why Jonathan Kuminga is such a huge role in all of this is when he comes back, he's going to have a difficult task too, going up against some of these young, big, athletic guards that maybe the Moody's of the world, maybe the lateral quickness isn't there that it is for one Jonathan Kuminga. So that's, I guess, would be the one thing that we're all waiting for. But again, that's in a month's time. I can't judge that right now. That's me projecting.
Well, I'll give Guy a little bit of credit here. He did play for the Brazil team and played a lot when they were in the Olympics.
Sure.
So, like, and look, just seeing the intensity level of the doc of, what's the name of it? Something
court
for the gold.
Court of gold.
Court of gold. Thank you. I do think that there is some translation to playing in those elimination games in the Olympics and playing in an NBA playoffs. I'm not saying they're a like for like. I'm saying the guy has had a little taste of what an elimination game can feel like. And I think Moses Moody has had some tastes, whether it's the Lakers series where he got a little dip in the toe or Sacramento or whomever. Like, he has played a little. You know, his rookie year, he played in the finals.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Yeah. No, he did.
Not a lot.
Cup of coffee.
Yeah. So he's had to have his foot in there. So, I don't know. I think they're a little more seasoned than just a pure rookie would be in a normal setting.
Yesterday for me was, and obviously it was, the Gary Payton game. Gary Payton II, he led all Golden State Warriors in scoring. I'm safe to say I don't think that's going to happen again. Maybe it does.
Has that ever happened ever?
Ever, no.
In his career?
No.
They were saying that he scored for the Lakers. He had scored like 24 points. And I'm thinking,
his career has 26. Yeah, he,
what is
previous
it
was 25 points for the Lakers at the Clippers back on April 11th, 2018. 7 years ago.
I'm shocked by that.
I don't even remember him on the Lakers.
It's funny that you say that because I wanted to admit that and I didn't want to say that out loud. I know he played for the Blazers when he got traded there.
Right. Well, I think that was what? I don't think that was LeBron's first. That was the last year without LeBron, I want to say, because then he came in 2018.
2018, they played the Toronto Raptors.
Yes.
No, he was a Laker. Remember they got hurt?
Got hurt.
Because 2018.
No. 2018.
They played the finals against the Warriors.
Yeah.
2019
correct.
Was against so there the Toronto
you go.
Raptors.
There you go. You're so, right. So it was that the last was the year without LeBron. That's why no one was paying attention to that Lakers team. But we're paying attention to this Warriors team, Joe Shasky. 888-957-9570.
I just can't believe how good they're playing right now. I mean, they're firing on all cylinders. And look, we came in every morning and it was like, this team.
We're looking forward to talking about this team now, which is so important. I think people are tuning in, wanting to listen and talk about this team.
Well, they're fun.
I want to hear about it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.